Hello, I'm back. It's been a while. It's been a busy period with, you know, real life things like work, etc. But I wanted to carry this on. There's a couple more songs at least I want to do. And maybe I'll change the season. Next season it could be, I don't know, early noughties R&B US pop classics or something like that. But at the moment, I've still got a few that I want to do. So a song that I've thought about and I listened to the other day and I thought I definitely want to do this is a song called Addison Lee by Notes, spelled N-O-T-3-S. See what he did there with the three to make it look like an E. Now, I don't know how significant that number is or his name, but I've made a few notes about this song. Mental notes, I haven't written anything down, but I'm going to share those with you. Of course, we've got the bed being the classic pal from 2004, Lethal Bizzle, which he dined out on and re-released in 2011, which you may or may not have heard. But you know, this is an absolute classic. I remember some lads from my area had their own crew called RBC, the Raw Blitz Crew, I think they were called, and they did a rap over this. I'm not going to name any names. I don't even know if they're going to listen to this. But if they do, that their track stuck with me all the way from year 8, year 9, whenever they did that. Because that's when this music started to become big, when we were in the middle of secondary school. Anyway, that's enough of that bed. We're going to jump in with Addison Lee by Notes. Now, there's a little intro bit where he's just like, yeah, here I am, I'm this guy. I've sort of skipped through that a little bit. You might hear the end of that, and then we're going to jump in to the chorus, which they love starting with, don't they, these artists. Now, this isn't really grime or drill, absolutely not, actually. But, you know, it comes under the umbrella of UK rap. It's a more chilled vibe. You know, please correct me if I'm wrong. But we're going to run with UK rap now, and it's on GRM Daily anyway, so I'm happy to put it under this umbrella. But it's just an interesting track. So let's listen. This is Addison Lee. Now, just it's always important to think about the title of a text. Now, Addison Lee are I don't know if you're aware, they're a taxi company. They operate in big cities, particularly London. I'm sure they operate in other countries as well. But Addison Lee, more of a premium taxi company than perhaps others like Uber or some of your local taxi firms. So he's talking about taxis here, and we'll see how taxis are used in this song. Anyway, let's go.
Painting called Madison, I tell her come and jump in my Addison Lee. Painting called Madison, I tell her come and jump in my Addison Lee. Cause there's no time to waste, I got my yard for free. Painting called Madison, I tell her come and jump in my Addison Lee.
Right, painting called Madison, I tell her jump in my Addison Lee. Now, I don't know about you, but I think it's quite convenient that her name's Madison and it just so happens to ride with Addison. Maybe it's just a convenient coincidence for Notes, but it's interesting. I wonder if her name's Madison Twee or something like that, and it just somehow rhymes with Addison Lee. Anyway, lucky Notes. I'm trying to think of in my local area, there's always Rainham Cabs and Philippa Scabs or something like that. I used to have a girlfriend called Philippa Scabs, used to ring old Rainham Cabs. Anyway, no, Philippa Scabs is not a real person, and I don't even remember the number for Rainham Cabs, which is silly because all those taxi numbers used to be so easy. Let's get back to the song. Painting called Madison, I tell her come and jump in my Addison Lee. Possessive pronoun, my Addison Lee. He doesn't own the company, but he's obviously forked out some money for this. And he's also he's giving out commands, isn't he? I tell her, come and jump in my Madison Lee. And there's a lot of imperatives floating about in UK, on the UK rap scene. He repeats that, Pengting, meaning she's good-looking, attractive girl. And then he says, because there's no time to waste, I got my yard for free. That means his house, he's got a free house for her to come to, perhaps to partake in some sort of sexual act, I imagine. That's what I've inferred from it. So quickly, get in the cab, come over. My parents are out, or it's just me and Dawes, my housemates, whoever he lives with. I don't know that. I'm guessing from modern sort of London prices, he might still live at home with his parents. So maybe they've gone on holiday or something. Who knows? I suppose this being the opening of the song, there's a sense of urgency. We need her to come here quickly, okay? Although him repeating how peng she is might have wasted some time, even though he said there's no time to waste. Let's carry on.
I just pulled a driver. I slapped on a promo code till you get to my yard for a fiver. Only for a fiver would you come and spend the night with me. Lay your head tonight with me. You could jump inside, the ride is free. Jump inside, the ride is free. Yeah, I could have got Uber. It might have been there sooner. It might have been way cheaper, but the price ain't too much. I got blocked off my Uber, girl. It could have been way sooner, girl. But no worries with my Addison Lee. And when we're rolling out, you share the backseat with me,
right? Verse one. Well, this guy, Notes, I don't know much about him, to be honest. I only really know this song by him. And I only sort of listen to this song because I find it so funny. And the reason I find it funny is because it's one of the least romantic songs I've ever listened to. That's sort of trying to depict a romantic relationship or some sort of relationship anyway. He said, I just called the driver, and then we got the ring ring, which was a nice little touch there. I slapped on a promo code for a fiver. Now, he's trying to woo this girl or get her into his bedroom or something, get her into his free yard. I don't think the first thing you should be mentioning is that you've got a discount price to get around there. I find that strange from Notes. I don't know why he's bragging. You know, I've got this half price, basically. I've got this trip a lot cheaper. And then he punctuates that with, would you come and spend the night with me? Oh, yeah, well, you're obviously a frugal man. You're very, very sensible with money. Maybe not quite a miser, because he still forked out for said Addison Lee. It goes on to mention Uber in a minute, and we'll talk about that. But He brags about getting a discount off of this taxi cab, and then immediately responds with, would you come and spend the night with me? Lay your head tonight with me. He repeats with me. He's clearly, I wouldn't say desperate, but he's clearly wanting this female's company for this evening at least. He says, you could jump inside the ride for free. He didn't need to mention the price. He could have, you know, been sensible. Maybe the Pengting Madison might appreciate his honesty by saying how he slapped on a promo code. But I don't think he needed to mention it. He just said, look, I've got an Addison Lee. She might think, wow, Addison Lee. And he goes on to talk about his sort of taxi cab history. He says, I could have got an Uber. It might have been there sooner, and it might have been cheaper, but the price ain't too much. All right, so he says, I could have got an Uber. He could have stopped there, I think, but actually he goes on and says, I got blocked off my Uber. Now, that changes everything, doesn't it? So before you thought, oh, well, Notes is a nice guy. He's not only booked me a taxi, he's gone an extra mile and got a sort of higher class taxi. He says, yeah, I could have got an Uber. It could have been there sooner. They're quicker and cheaper, Ubers. And that's why they're sort of dominating the taxi cab online market, if that's such a market. But he then reveals, "I got blocked off my Uber." Now, we don't know why that is. He's probably got a lot of negative ratings, okay, because it's done on a sort of rating system, isn't it? With Uber, it's often you get in, hello, how are you? Yeah, fine, thanks. Then you sit there in silence for 15 minutes, get to your destination, and you go, yeah, cheers, and you give each other 5 stars. But he's clearly done something wrong to be blocked off Uber. Maybe lots of cancellations, lots of bad ratings. Anyway, he goes on to say, "But no worries when my Addison Lee and we rolling out, you can share the back seat with me." Hang on, he's at his yard, which is free. Is he coming in the Addison Lee to pick her up and then going back again? That just seems like an unnecessary additional cost. Maybe he's spending that extra £5 that he'd saved on the promo code. It doesn't add up for me, though. I don't think notes is the brightest button. You know, he could have just got Uber from her place to his, and then that would do. He didn't need to be in the Uber. The Addison Lee. I keep saying Uber. But he's been blocked off that, of course. Interesting. But that's what notes has shared in the very first verse. He's trying to woo this girl. But he's a bit of a cheapskate, if you ask me. Anyway, I'm going to jump. It's the chorus again. We don't need to hear that. We know he's got his Addison Lee coming for the Pentin called Madison. So we're going to jump onto the second verse. And I think there's only 2 verses. He's clearly not the most articulate notes. Again, I hope he doesn't hear this, because he might send an Addison Lee to mine with him in the back seat. So we're going to jump on.
Jumping the ride. Only if you're really trying to ride on me, girl, get outside. I ain't really trying to cancel, cause the ride ain't cheap. Girl, come and jump in the ride. Only if you're really trying to ride on me, like, girl, come outside. I ain't really trying to cancel, cause the ride ain't free. It might have been there sooner. It might have been way cheaper. But the price ain't too much. I got blocked off my Uber, girl. It could have been way sooner, girl. No worries with my Addison Lee, and when we're rolling out, you share the backseat with me.
Right, okay. Well, a lot of that is pretty much the same conundrum that we explored earlier, with him slowly revealing how he's been banned from Uber, even though it would have been the better option, as he reveals. Let's look at the new bits then. He says, "You can come jump in the ride only if you're really trying to ride with me." And he sort of uses that pun there, that play on the double entendre of ride meaning the taxi journey or the cab itself, and then ride in a sexual sense. That's a shame, really, isn't it? You can come jump in the ride, but only if you're going to put out sexually. And that, unfortunately, highlights the death of the gallantry, the chivalry, the courtly love that we haven't seen in any of these songs. And the objectification of women, using them for a, to put it crudely, quick fix, if you like. He becomes a little bit aggressive, doesn't he, with his imperative, girl, get outside. Okay, perhaps belittling her with the use of girl there, and get outside, very forceful, isn't it? Not as violent, I must give notes that he's not violent, perhaps, in this, and maybe I need to explore his back catalogue to see if there is violence in his tracks. Not the violence that we saw from Homerton B or by Unknown T, of course, and Gigs, etc. But Russ as well, of course. But he still continues that lack of respect for women, and that's a shame, because these are popular artists and lots of young women would listen to this. And I hope they don't feel that this is the norm. Anyway, why have I explored this song? Well, I don't know, really. I found it a bit funny when I actually listened closely to the lyrics the other day. It came on as I was driving to school. And I thought, what is the point of this song? He's basically saying he took a cheap op, not a cheap option, sorry. He took a different option because the cheap option wasn't available. And he also is saying, get in the car if you're going to put out, but if not, don't bother. But I don't want to cancel because it's going to cost me money. So there's not really a message to take away from this. Even with Russ, Unknown T, Giggs, you took the message like, okay, don't mess with these guys, is what they're saying. This is notes saying, I need a sexual fix, again, to use that phrase, that horrible phrase, but I can't think of any other way to phrase it at the moment. I need a sexual fix. Get in my car. Oh, by the way, I got £5 off it. Anyway, that's it from me on Addison Lee. I'm absolutely not a pro at wooing or courtly love or whatever. But what I wouldn't do is immediately open with how I got money off and how I've been blocked off Uber. Not really selling yourself there. Right, we're now on Apple Podcasts, so you can subscribe there. And looking at the data that I receive through this, I've allegedly been listened to in Israel, Japan, America, Mexico, and I know that's true because my good friend Ben Hughes listens from Mexico, which is amazing. Thank you, Ben, for the support. You're one of the about 40, 50 listeners, regular listeners, it seems. But so if that's true, that data, then we've gone global, which is amazing, even though we, according to the data as well, I've only had about 200 or so listens. That's better than I thought, to be fair. I thought it would just be a few of my mates listening. So thanks for your continued support. I will do a few more. I think I will pursue another different season soon, just to mix it up a bit. I think it gets a bit samey, this genre. Sexual tones, as I said before, those sexual tones and those violent tones as well. But I am going to do a couple more UK rap, grime and drill tracks, and then I'm going to move on to something else, I think. But this is keeping me going during lockdown. We're in tier 3 now, which I think is just lockdown, but with haircuts. At least I won't have an afro like last time. Anyway, have a good week. I might do another one in the week, as I left it about 10 days since the last one. So I don't want to leave gaps like that again. I haven't forgotten. I'm enjoying it. I'm going to keep doing it. See you later.